Well, we organized a conference on the future of Europe, its vision and its values, because we felt this is a crucial time for Europe at the moment. There's obviously the European Constitution was rejected in France and the Netherlands. We had a large part during the Irish presidency in drafting this constitution. The Taoiseach Bertie Ahern was instrumental really in bringing that constitution to fruition. And there are many aspects of it, I think, that are important. But in the Jesuits, we felt now is a good time to talk about the values and the vision underlying Europe. I think when you think of referenda we've had in the past, for example, the Nice referendum, it very quickly goes into fairly narrow national issues and people move into their respective camps. And the discussion tends to be, I find, unsatisfactory, that the middle ground is lost. People don't really listen anymore. People get very entrenched very quickly. We felt, well, given the fact that there's a period of reflection now, we will contribute to this period of reflection as a Catholic religious order, as a Christian group, by talking about the values and the vision of Europe. I mean, Europe had a fantastic vision in the beginning, this vision of peace, saying after World War II that the reason for war had been a lot of economic issues, so therefore we need to, the founding fathers of the EU felt we needed a vision, a Europe that promoted peace in some way. That was an incredibly powerful driving force as a value and as a vision. I think that's been diluted over the years. We've become more confident that Europe is a peaceful place, although there are still problems in the Balkans that have to be looked at. But now I think we need to look at what's a new vision, or what are the new values that can really drive us forward and encourage us. I think people get cynical about Europe because they know there's something missing at the level of values. I think we need to relaunch that, and the churches have a fantastic opportunity there, and they need to play a very important role there.
And what values do you think people need to look at?
Especially the one of solidarity. Solidarity among ourselves, solidarity for the marginalised in our own society, for example, the new migrants coming in, the refugees, but also people on the margins who can't cope with their lives, and solidarity outside Europe. I don't think anybody wants to be part of a Europe that's a kind of fortress. Nobody wants a Europe that excludes people to such an extent that 6,000 people die in 5 years trying to reach Europe through the Mediterranean. Nobody wants to live in a fortress where there are gunboats and radar patrolling the Mediterranean to keep people out. I think if you ask most people, they'd want a more tolerant Europe, a more inclusive Europe. But the trouble is, it quickly gets polarized. People start getting afraid. There's talk of security, 9/11, those kinds of things. And the values that people really hold are kind of masked over. And so this conference was saying, no, we want to uncover those values again, help people realize, gosh, we really do want these things. We want this kind of Europe. We want a socially inclusive Europe. We want a Europe that looks outward beyond itself. We want a Europe that cares for the people who are most impoverished. We don't want a Europe that's content and cozy and a fortress and self-regarding.
And yet, if you look at the way people vote, I mean, is there not some truth in saying that people do want some protection and they don't want Europe to be open to everybody?
Oh yeah, they don't want Europe to be open to everybody. But I think if you make the reasonable argument based on values, you can persuade people. Sure, if you say, do you want X thousand migrants coming in and landing at your door and taking your jobs? And if you frame the question that way, of course they get afraid. But that's not really the real question. As you know, many, many people have come in from the new Eastern European states that have joined the EU and are very much appreciated here, making an enormous contribution to the economy, integrating very well. And most people are saying this is a fantastic benefit to the Irish economy and to Irish society. Now, I think there are questions about how we welcome them, how we receive them, how we accept them, and how we help them, because there's terrible loneliness among some of those communities. But I think if you ask most Irish people, are you open? Do you want to be a tolerant Europe, part of a tolerant Europe? They'll say yes. It depends how you frame the question, and often the question is framed in such a way that people's fears are preyed upon, and I think this is wrong.
But do you think those values really have a role in politics, or do you think that the main driving force behind politics is economics?
Well, economics is very important. I mean, economics is a positive science, trying to understand how finances work in the world and how goods and trade markets operate. And then underlying that, there are choices that you make, the kind of people that you want to include or exclude. Do you want a totally marketplace-driven thing, the survival of the fittest? Again, that's a kind of a values-laden choice. And again, there's a body of Catholic social teaching, Christian social teaching, that is very informed, deep analysis at a very deep level of economics, for example. So I think values underpin our society, and often they're not that explicit, they're implicit. We should reflect on those values and say, well, where are we going as a society? For example, what are we providing for the people in their 20s and mid-20s now who perhaps are very enamored by economic progress? We need to say we need something there for them, that when they reach difficulties in their lives, that there's something more for them. That's a very important thing. Or for people joining our society from abroad, they're not just joining an economic reality, they're joining a society. What do we stand for as a society? What values do we have? They're very important questions. Everybody talks about family, the role of love in your life, the family situation, parents, relatives, sons, daughters, schools, healthcare. They're all value-driven. Very important. Values are so important in our society, and the churches have a huge role to play in promoting those values and keeping those values to the forefront.